Pete, what's the feeling like now you've come through the regular season and the prize is an away quarter final in Belfast? So is there a change? There's a big change of emphasis now. It's not about bonus points or this or that. It's about knockout rugby.
It is definitely a different stage of the season. It feels like that. You know, I think there's an excitement and a focus around the group, and you know, you've got an appreciation for how hard we've worked to put ourselves in this position, and I suppose the opportunity that awaits on the back of it. At the same time, we feel like we've been playing knockout rugby for a little bit, I suppose, and that started when we weren't in the top eight and we had to claw our way back up the table, and then it was about trying to get higher than eighth to make sure that we could, you know, all being well, get Champions Cup rugby for next season. So every week has had that kind of emphasis and had pretty high stakes. So in that sense, it's, you know, it's more of the same. And I think that's good for this group. I mentioned this last week, but I think they respond to that. I think they enjoy having having that weight of, I suppose, expectation, but reward at the end of it as well. And as I said at the beginning, it helps focus minds and it gives a real intensity to what we're doing, whether that's meetings, training or just general preparation. So no, the lads are in a good spot and they've worked hard. They deserve it.
Now, you did have another knockout game away in Benetton in the Challenge Cup where it didn't go well. Have you been able to identify anything in that you needed to fix in terms of preparation, mental attitude, and just getting it right on the day?
I think there's a few things that go into it. I'd love to say we identify the silver bullet, and you know, if you do that, you get it right on those big occasions or those big away games. I think certainly what we've done in the previous week leading into, you know, a performance like the Benetton performance, I do think that's relevant. I don't think it's an excuse, but I do think that coming off a big physical, competitive, defensive performance like we had, you know, for example, after that Edinburgh game, I think that does take its toll. And even if you can refresh body sufficiently with training loads during the week, there's a mental toll that comes with it as well. You know, you can put things in place around team selection, around rotating bodies and so forth. But, you know, I think the respect of that, and that's where it's a little bit different for us, I suppose, going up to Belfast. We've got this week now where we're able to recover from last week's game in Glasgow, put some of the early pieces into place for the Ulster game plan this week, get a good training load into the lads whilst freshening them up, and then next week becomes, you know, relatively easy in terms of the schedule. You have that lighter Monday where it's a lot of kind of content and a lot of install. The Tuesday will be a good training session, and then you know, you're on the bus on Thursday. So next week almost takes care of itself in terms of that. It's getting the tempo of this week right, and I suppose the tone of this week right as well.
Yeah, the away games, I suppose, for Connacht are always a bit of a challenge. We've struggled a little bit this season in them, but is it different when it's a knockout game that it's really all or nothing now? There's no point convincing yourself, well, we get a losing bonus point or we get a 4-point bonus. It's win or go home.
It is. It's performance. You know, it's the ultimate consequence. You know, there's no more games for you after that if you don't deliver. And I think, you know, that certainly, it makes decisions simpler. You know, you're not talking about rotating players to keep guys happy. You're picking the guys that you think are in form and going to do the job, and the guys that you think are right for the particular challenge that's coming up. So it can make things simpler in that sense. There's probably not that expectation of guys around the group thinking, you know, will I get some game time this week? You know that you're going to back what you think is the winning former and the guys that have delivered for you to get you to this point. But it is, it's all about the performance. And, you know, as I said, that's terrifically exciting. It's the thing that all players and coaches want to be involved in this stage of the season. You know, for us to be going away to a big Interpro rival, you know, it just adds to, I think, that excitement of what the reward is potentially at the other end of it.
Looking at the Glasgow game, they're now maybe feeling the effects of that game. I haven't seen the team they've picked yet, but they picked up a few injuries. They went at it really hard. I'm not entirely sure why. But Connacht stood up in that game, and you were caught very early, try in less than a minute. The second try was one of the weirdest tries I've ever seen. But Connacht just kept going and going and going, and you know, you nearly got there. Can you actually take something out of that? Does that give you a continuation of what you'd been achieving in terms of performance or does the loss override everything?
No, I think those great lessons from that game and reassurance as well. I mean, we're working with something like, I think it was 30, 32% possession and 40% territory. So for us to be that close and be in with a shot of winning the game, I think says a lot about the resilience of the group to be playing a game with that balance of possession. But it also shows that, we're not too bad a team ourselves, even when we don't get so many opportunities to live off from an attack point of view. So I think it's reassuring in that sense. The key bit for us, the key learning, is to work out, well, why did we only have 30% possession and 40% territory? And going through and looking at some of those opportunities, whether it's our set piece delivery, actually securing possession from scrum or line out or more, whether it's what we do with it in the first couple of phases after we get possession of the ball, making sure that we actually make those opportunities count, and that level of accuracy that's needed is something that will be really important now we're in knockout rugby again. And it's all very well learning the lessons from a URC game and being disappointed by it, but as we've already said, you don't get another opportunity. So that accuracy around how we're winning the ball and then what we do with it to get ourselves on the front foot will be really important. So the reassurance and the knowledge that we can put ourselves or find ourselves in those positions and dig our way out of it and become competitive within that game, I think that's so important, because it shows the lads that we're on the right track. It shows them that our game works. And even when it's not the all singing, all dancing version of our game, we can cause really good teams problems. And, that gives us a lot of confidence going to Ulster.
Would it be fair to say if you're operating on field position and possession like that in Ulster, it's going to be nearly impossible to actually win that game, because you would be under severe pressure in a knockout game?
Yeah, look, I would never say impossible, because I think the nature of this group, I think, they continually surprise sort of the outside world in the sense of what we think we can achieve and the positions we can put ourselves in when backs are against the wall. So I wouldn't say impossible, but it's definitely not a recipe for success. So if you look at those two Ulster games we've had this season already, one we were convincingly beaten, another one we were close, but it was due to a late rally. But in both of those games, Ulster had 13 or more entries to our 22-metre zone, and they're a team that thrive on getting to that end of the pitch and using their maul, which is very effective. So certainly we've got to take better control of how we're giving them access to the ball and access to our end of the field. So there's some good learnings out of those two Ulster games as well that show you what puts them on the front foot. But equally, if we do a good job of taking some of that away from them, what gives us a chance to fire some shots at the other end?
How are you doing squad-wise, injuries and stuff, the likes of maybe Jared Butler or Dylan Tierney-Martin stuff? Where are you with those?
Yeah, we're in a good spot. Expect Jared to be back available. He's training with us this week. Dave Heffernan will be back. Dennis Buckley. We're looking at quite a few troops coming back. So there's no real concerns for us in terms of the makeup of the group. It'll probably be the bigger challenge will be, do we continue to back the guys that have filled in their absence, or do we look to use these guys who are fresh and obviously chomping at the bit in terms of coming off the back of some rehab? So no, there's no major injury concerns. A few HIAs obviously out of that Glasgow game, but those guys have tracked well this week and fully expect them to be involved.
Mac Hansen, Bundiaki over their stomach problems?
They are over their stomach problems, thankfully. Yeah, we heard all about it, but they're back to full strength, so it's a blessing for everyone.
So they're on a very light diet, are they? There's no more hot, heavy-duty prawn curries or anything?
That's it. No, they're in a good spot.
Just looking at the way Connacht have got to where they were or where they are, is that a sort of a one-off situation that, you wouldn't be able to think, well, we can do this every season? You can't get into a situation where you have to win 6-6 or 6-7 on the bounce, that it's... you need to have a better phase through the season, because you were under enormous pressure once the Leinster defeat on January the 1st. That sort of... It was very stark.
Yeah, look, you don't want to ever leave yourself with too much work to do, certainly, whether that's in the final weeks of the season or across the second half of the season. So I think it's fair to say that. I think at the same time, probably the fixture list and your own development as a team has a big impact on that rhythm and that momentum that you get across the season. So we knew it was going to be a tough start. And I think I've referenced it a couple of times before, but the most impressive thing about that wasn't the win at home against Munster or turning the corner in the second half of the season. The most impressive bit for me of the season was that as we went through those difficult early fixtures where we didn't perform well, it wasn't purely a quirk of the fixture list. We didn't deliver with our performances. But when we went through that phase, the guys inside the camp, they kept believing. They kept believing, firstly, in how we wanted to play the game. But they kept believing that we would keep improving. And if we did the hard work, we would keep improving. So I think that's the really important bit. It's not so much, you know, winning games when we had to win them, when it's been do or die in this back third of the season. It's actually been the position guys put themselves in to keep improving through a really difficult first block. So, you know, that's key for me, and that sets you up for success later in the year. It's not just sort of delivering on something out of nowhere when it becomes a must-win game. So, you know, we'll see what the fixture list look like and the travel looks like for next season, and you kind of get a gauge off that. But, you know, certainly as we improve as a team and as we grow as a group, we have to get better at taking charge of those situations, regardless of whether it's an interpro or back-to-back interpros or interpros leading into Europe or long travel, whatever it is. As much as we possibly can with our preparation, our performance, we have to take those factors out of the equation. And, you know, ultimately, wins and losses will tell you how well we're doing that.
If you win in Belfast, which certainly all the locals hope you do, a trip to South Africa, either Pretoria or Cape Town. Very quick trip down there as well. So have you started looking at that yet, or does that tempt fate too much?
Oh, no, look, I mean, logistically, there has to be some plans put in place in terms of, you know, flights put on hold and hotels booked and things like that. But that's a URC thing. That's happening for all teams who are in the knockout stages. It was the same last week. It'd be the same in the Challenge Cup and the Champions Cup. You know, behind the scenes, there are people making sure that everything's in place. But no, for us as a coaching team and us as a group, it's all about next weekend and making sure we get that job done. And as we said, the reward's massive in terms of the next opportunity that would come on the back of that. But you know, all focus is on Ulster at this stage.
What have you got to get absolutely right next week in Belfast? Do you have to lift the performance from, say, Edinburgh here, Cardiff here? What have you got to get done now?
Well, I think we have to improve. We have to improve, you know, compared to the version of ourselves we were in the games we've lost recently, and indeed the version of ourselves in the games we've won. And, you know, there are certain ingredients that have always been there when we've done well against Ulster, you know, whether it be the abrasiveness and the physicality in terms of how we assert ourselves with the ball, but also how we, you know, approach our defensive work against them, whether it's our set-piece functioning, our maul defence, all those bits have been important when we've done well against Ulster previously. But it's also making sure that we deliver the best version of ourselves, and it's not allowing the guys to play the game too early or get too hung up on what we think Ulster will do and how they want to play the game. It's about us saying, look, we've got ourselves this far by improving what we want to do, and we need to improve that again across these 2 weeks of preparation. And then make sure we go up another level when we get up there. But, you know, the emotional aspect, the motivation, you know, it's a button you don't even need to press, because we know with this group it's always there anyway, but particularly when they play Ulster. They're a team we respect, but also the guys really relish coming up against. And, you know, for us it's to make sure that the rugby messages are really clear and really concise, and then we can let the guys off the leash and see what they can do.